Track. It's 22 minutes to 5. It is time to get the crystal ball out and look into the future.
Retina print identification complete.
Every week about this time, we look into the future with our business futurist, Morris Mislowski. Let's introduce him. Hello to you, Morris.
Hello, Andrew.
Now, this week we're looking at the future of grieving and death, and it's all because we saw this story recently about James Vlahos, who created a dadbot messenger service as a way to communicate with his dad after he died. Take a little listen to this.
Talking to the dadbot gives me little glimpses of talking to my real dad. I mean, the dadbot, his digital brain, has my dad's real words. This is your eldest son, Jamie. Ah, the bot master, how are you doing? I could keep talking to my dad after he died, in a way. Let's talk about the Daily Cal. My father was very into sports. He was a Cal sports fan. He was very interested in music. How about you sing me a Cal song?
Our sturdy golden bear is watching from the sky.
That's dadbot creator James Vlahos speaking to Wired magazine. Now, futurist Morris Mislowski, can you tell us a little bit more and explain what this dadbot is?
Sure. So dadbot is what we call a chatbot. And chatbots have been riding for about the last year or so. Some of your listeners may have used it. In fact, many will if they've gone onto a booking site, like to book a hotel or an airline. And on the bottom right-hand side, there's a little box that comes up. You think you're talking to a person, type something in, and they answer you. And that, to all intents and purposes, is the chatbot. What it's doing is it's a piece of software that's going into a database, questions that have already been answered well in the past, and it's pulling out those answers and either giving it a voice or typing it up in characters.
Is this the future of grieving, using technology to keep our loved ones in our lives, and is this the only way?
It's not the future, but it certainly is part of it. It goes back forever. I mean, it's really a fascinating conversation. I've been working around this industry for the last 15 years or so, and if you look back, only 100 years ago is when we first started having images of our loved ones after they passed away, and that was photos. Prior to that, it was only the wealthy that had them, and they were the portraits that we see in all those movies in the great estates that were up and down the stairways. But prior to that, there was no voice and no image of a past of someone that died. So we've really begun to change who we are and what we are and how long we live. And I think we're moving into an age very quickly where we will live digitally, immortally, forever.
And what's that possibly going to look like? Say, let's call it 20 years.
Well, what we're seeing already is the way that we are grieving and the way that we're burying people is different. So we are, for the last, and it's only been a revolution of the last 10 or 15 years in our culture, we have begun to celebrate, not mourn. Of course, we're distraught by the loved one dying, but we really have most of our ceremonies now around celebration, and many of them are less religious than they were before. So that's the first big change. And why that's important was that religion often tells us to bury the person and then to move on. Not to forget them totally, but to move on. And culture also told us not to communicate with them. That doesn't mean through Ouija boards and seances, but it meant kind of like forget them as quickly as you can. And what we do today is we begin talking to them afterwards. We actually begin to remember them. We begin to have conversations in our own mind. And that doesn't seem to be such a bad thing from a societal viewpoint.
Do you think there'll be an element that would find a dadbot a bit creepy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite extraordinary. Look, I was watching my wedding video that goes back forever, and my father's been gone for 25 years. For the first time last year, I heard his voice. It was 20 years since I'd last heard his voice, and it really sent a chill down my spine. It was just an extraordinary moment. I can still recall sitting in front of that video and hearing him. So yes, it does. But in many ways, what we're talking about is wisdom, carrying on the wisdom. I'm not sure if we want to be talking to the dead, and that's an individual choice. But it would be wonderful to have a really good understanding for future generations of who that person was, how she or he felt, what was important to them, the things that they enjoyed. And those sorts of legacies, I think, are part of memorialization moving forward. It's not just the grave. It's not just the memories that some people pass down, but it's a robust digital persona of that person for future generations.
It's an interesting chat, and I look forward to chatting with you again in the weeks to come, and thanks for sharing your experience on this subject.
A pleasure as always.
Morris Mislowski, he's a business futurist, talking about the future of grieving and death, and the introduction of a dad bot. If you've got a comment to make, read that. You're more than welcome to make it. There's a heap of comments coming through, Reece.